the world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home. I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. Please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home, stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick, please stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home.
Broadcasting from the bowels.
Excuse me.
Ashland, Kentucky.
In the deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky.
This is the Freak Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And we are back.
We're back for another edition of the Freak Show.
Exactly. It is Slim.
WLSD, live and loud.
Slim and John, we are back here and...
working from the house.
Yes,
we're actually working from the kitchen today.
We're in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so. Anyway, we first of all want to thank you for joining us. So just announced about an hour ago, Trump has indeed... not lifted the quarantine and actually has extended it.
Yeah, I'd say his hopes for East are definitely not going to come to fruition. I think I knew that.
Yeah.
I think everybody knew that.
Yeah, I mean...
Not ragging on the dude, but, you know, I mean, come on, man. We got a serious problem here.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Yeah. Obviously. I mean, my God, we lost Joe Diffie today.
I know,
today.
Man. I mean,
you know, how is COVID-19 and, took the pickup, man.
Oh, I know, man. That's, now John Prine's sitting around fighting for his life, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
because of COVID-19. Now, they said that Joe Diffie, like, visited someone with coronavirus and ended up getting it.
Man.
And, like, I guess he got tested for it earlier this week. And then, like...
No, I was sick Friday.
Friday.
And
got tested for
today.
And then dead today.
Man,
just boom.
And now John Prine sitting around.
John Prine in critical condition due to COVID-19.
Big fan. Yeah, so I guess it's really nothing. I know we're all making jokes about toilet paper and having the Rona and the Macarona, Macarena, and just, you know, all that shit. Macaroni. Fridays. So I guess it's nothing to be taken lightly right now, but, you know, everybody's, you know, doing their best to... keep their heads up.
Yes.
And that's part of our freak show. We've been off for a while because I've been on the road traveling, playing music, and Slim's been doing life things as well.
It's been 9 years.
But we figured we'd... Really? That's
nine
amazing.
9 years.
Since we both left radio and whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're back to doing our freak show podcast and our radio stuff. Like I said, this stuff, you can find it on Anchor. Mm-hmm. And what else is on?
Anchor and
Spotify.
Spotify. Let's see. You can find it on.
What's up, Craig?
Let's see.
You
can find it on. He's talking to his Facebook friends.
We got two of them going on at the same time. Yeah.
If you're wondering what's going on, my wife said we are echoing. And I'm sure
we are.
Because
we're
not. Part of the podcast.
Yeah.
It's being recorded as it's being shot live on Facebook.
Exactly. So you have a slight delay.
Yeah, that's why there's a little bit of delay.
But there won't be none of that when you go and actually listen to the podcast.
No.
It'll sound like, well, a couple dickheads in a studio. Yeah. So.
Right.
But anyway, we're just hoping to bring some laughs to people. And, you know, we're not making fun of that. And like I said, we got our...
R.I.P. Joe Diffie.
So, yeah.
R.I.P. Joe Diffie.
Hats off Joe Diffie. And,
man, I grew up listening to Joe Diffie.
I played a couple of his tunes. I never met the guy. I know our radio station interviewed him once with Virginia.
Yeah. Well, I remember his song, They got a love bigger than the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. We used to always say that.
John Green.
I thought it was she's got a butt bigger than the Beatles. That one. John Deere Green was a big one back in the day, you know.
Yep. And then, let's see. They also had, he had
Prop Me Up
beside the jukebox.
He had a successful career. That's all you can say about that guy.
I mean, dude had hit after hit after hit. Like, he had so many hits that, like, he could perform a concert and you would not recognize. Like, there's not one song that he would play that you wouldn't recognize. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of crazy.
I got another question about the echo. What's happening is you're hearing our audio feed is actually going directly into our radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So what you guys are getting is the reference speakers. So there's just going to be a slight hint of delay.
Yeah.
So it really don't get much louder than that.
No.
Really, you know?
No, it doesn't.
That's why you have an echo. We're not broadcasting from space or anything like that. And some of you guys might have a buzz, been drinking, smoking some weed or something. So it might be kind of hard to deal with. But anyway.
I have a song for folks.
Which one?
This one right here.
Yeah, speaking of that, everybody stay at home. And
the world has caught the virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home.
Amen.
If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster
Hi, Debbie.
Than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home.
Oh, man.
I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick.
Hey, Dan.
Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through to Berlin, from Wuhan to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the
Larry.
Fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home.
Supple.
The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. Please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick. Please stay the fuck at home.
And that was some guy. Yeah, that was, what's this guy's name? Yeah, he's always.
I don't even know it. He sounds
Latino. No, I'm just like kidding. Scottish, maybe. I don't know.
I like the whole stay the fuck at home and you know.
I think he's got a great point right now. And I think of all the dumb shits in the world. There's so many songs on YouTube right now, and mm-hmm. and like I said, you know, you got to make humor. There's, as Sam Kinison once said, mm-hmm. there's humor in everything,
mm-hmm.
and he's absolutely correct. There is,
and I know we're going to play something for you in a little while. Not right now.
I don't know if it'll make it on the. I don't know if it'll make it on the podcast, but it's definitely going to be on the actual radio show that we're recording right now.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of working at home nowadays, mm-hmm. isn't it? You can just do something like this and get her done.
Mm-hmm. Live from the kitchen table.
We'll take some questions. So what are you guys doing to break up the boredom, man? Greg Miranda, Bruce Jensen? Bruce Jensen's staying alive. Oh, you want to hear Staying Alive? Well, we have some copyright issues if we play cover tunes. We'll get shut down by, like, what, the FCC or something? I think
Warner
we can use, like,
Music
we can
Group.
Use, like, the Warner Music Group, they're pretty much like the monopoly on everything now.
Mm-hmm.
Our old shows, we actually used to spin tunes, like when we covered the guy that got his wiener stuck in the jacuzzi and the 911 call. And then after that, we played Stuck in the Middle with You.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to love stuff like that. You know, it used to be. And but anyway,
you can't do anything anymore with music.
Not really, man.
Otherwise, I'll shut you down.
Unless you write your own. So, all you local artists, man, feel free to like email us your songs,
mm-hmm.
and we'll definitely play them on our show.
You know what?
And it's called the Freak Show Podcast.
I got a couple songs I can play.
Who do you got? What do you got?
They're not.
What you gonna do?
Staying alive or anything? But
yeah, there won't be no Bee Gees today. Practicing guitar and getting good. Hell yeah,
Let's
man.
See.
I've been trying to get, you know, I've been down on the kit playing a little bit, probably not as much as I should, but everybody's been like really busy with this stuff, man. Just trying to go out and find basic necessities right now seems to be a pain in the ass, but I would hope it's kind of easing up now.
My live video is going to look weird.
Ooh. Yeah, I think in the first wave, man, everybody got definitely the toilet paper and what they needed.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll be a problem. And if it is, just go to your local gas station or Speedway, help yourself to a roll in the bathroom. Just simply look at the thing and go, hey, man, you're out of toilet paper. And then they just kind of look at you and go, look like you gained 5 pounds since you came in my store. And all you bought was the 89-cent Super Gulp. You know?
Hell, you can't even buy fountain drinks anymore. You can't, can you?
Yeah, it's all done,
fountain
man.
Fountain drinks, all, coffee, can. It's all done.
Man, it's amazing.
All right, so the first song I'm going to play is a cover song.
By who?
But it was originally done by the Butthole Surfers.
Oh, well, there you go. Slim his butts, man. I don't know.
And
hey, James, what's up, man? James Gazette now.
It was originally done by the Butthole Surfers, but the Black Knots actually got permission to cover it.
Oh, okay.
And the Black Knots are local guys.
They were local guys.
They still are.
Jason's a good friend of mine. Yeah. Pyro, we'll just give you a shout out.
Yeah.
And your dad, John.
We'll give old Church a shout out. How you doing, Church? Hope you're doing all right, man.
Some of y'all better be getting in church.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and give two guys that are still active in the band a shout out. I'm going to give Mr. Don Stepp a shout out.
Don Stepp.
He was one of the first guests ever on the original Freak Show that started 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was me and another guy, and we went over and recorded the interview with him and a couple of his buddies when they played in a band called the Dead Frets.
The Dead Frets. Well, these guys got a way with great names, man.
Right?
I had come up with something stupid like the Skid Marks or, I don't know. I can never do it. You had the Love Coach. They were out of here. They had a cool name. The Love Coach. I mean, right? Really? The Pistol Whippers?
But Don Stepp is now a guitarist for the Black Knots. And Jared Queen, lead singer and bassist for the Black Knots. Jerry is awesome.
So are the Black Knots still together?
Well, yeah. Yeah,
I thought they were totally done.
Nope.
Boba Flex, they're
getting ready to start doing a new album.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Buddy McCoy, what's up, buddy?
Oh, you were talking about Boba Flex.
Yeah, they've recently
split.
Yeah, they're another band from up the road in Charleston, where he lives.
Yep, they're actually up the road in Mason County, West Virginia, Point Pleasant. Yep.
We're broadcasting live today from L.A. That's Lower Ashland, for you guys that don't know. So, guys, keep that in mind, live from L.A.
Shout out to John's wife for that line.
There you go. Yeah, very good one.
All right, so
hey, my good buddy, this was my best man at my wedding. We've been friends since seventh grade. What up, Craig? How you doing, man?
Awesome.
Trying not to cough on my radio guy here.
So anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song by the Black Knots. Like I said, lead singer and bassist for the group is Jerry Queen, and Jerry's awesome. He's got a brand new baby.
This is her Slim.
Name, yeah,
this is the guy I do my radio show with. Slim.
Anyway, the baby's name, it was a girl, and they named her Sway.
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 It's like one of the...
They named her Sway.
Winnie the Pooh.
Sway.
Sway. Sway. Bruce Jensen.
Anyway, they named the baby Sway. Way to screw the pooch, Slim.
Well,
anyway, I'm
roll.
Getting into
Fire
the song. Here's the Black Knots. It's Who Was in My Room Last Night, originally done by the Butthole Surfers. This is the Freak Show Podcast.
Thank you.
was the Black Knots and who was in my room last night.
The three best ways to describe them are...
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Freaks, freaky, and what the fuck?
God damn it, what the fuck?
This is The Freak Show.
Once featured by the lovely and talented, no other than the Butthole Surfers.
The Butthole Surfers.
A classic. They're right up there with like Dirty Rotten Imbeciles.
Yes.
Ned's Atomic Dustbin. You probably don't remember them. Yeah.
Nope.
Richard Coco. Wow, man. Are you still in Hawaii?
He's still shouting out his Facebook.
Well, yeah, I'm looking, but we're... Yeah, you, it's like, what do you do, right?
It's all right. I'm shouting mine out, too. It's all good.
What's up, Beach John?
Anyway, what we're going to do is we're actually going to split this video and put it on Facebook.
With this broadcast.
With this broadcast. So, you know, all the elements will be there. And
happy birthday.
You know, all that stuff. Whose birthday is it?
I think it's Richard Coco's, by golly.
What?
Yeah, right here. Richard Coco. You probably remember him from RT Champs. He used to come around a lot in the Groove DeVille days.
Man.
You know, the last song we just heard, man, what'd you get out of it? I just wanted to get up and beat somebody's ass.
Oh, dude. I love it, man. Punk rock is not dead at all.
Well, it's...
It's one of those music genres, and when you hear it, you're like, fuck yeah.
I think it's kind of
more
like
punk shit
rock.
Up.
Punk rock to me is more like the... you know, the Circle Jerks, Dead Kennedys, Black Flag.
But
I'm an old fat skater and old... Wally Christian, what's up, buddy? How you doing? Larry Adkins. Hey, Larry.
So.
Yeah, what else are we going to spin? We got anything local? We're going to go all over the board tonight. We'll probably play some, I think we talked to our boy earlier, Shelby Lore.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's got a new thing out. Well, he's got a new record
album
out.
Yeah.
And Slim's going to tell you about that right now.
Mm-hmm. If you go on YouTube, look up a guy named Shelby Lore. Shelby Lore. I had to think about it for a second. Anyway, Shelby has a new album out. It's called No Name Town, and it's great. We're going to play a track from that here in just a little while. In the meantime, so apparently not only did COVID-19 take away Joe Diffie, but John Prine is in critical condition.
Absolutely, yes.
And
so send some prayers, or if you talk to bananas or whatever your religious kind of thing might be, just kind
he
of
said, talk know, to bananas.
Just, you know, whatever. Sarah, I know we have an echo because we're actually live and we're not. I should just put up a sign behind me that says we're actually on our radio feed. It's not echoey. It sounds like, well, what you would hear if somebody in a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're hearing is a slight delay off our monitor reference.
Yeah.
Because there's just no need to hook up the board and go gonzo.
Yeah.
And in the lovely kitchen area right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have an echo, man. Very echoey. But like I said earlier, man, for the stoners and people drunk off their ass right now, they're probably like, wow, this is like the moonshine.
It's a trip.
Anyway, with all that being said,
yeah,
I'm trying to think of some more local. I can't stress enough, all you local artists, James Gazzad, Aaron Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I just did that on the air. Well, I kind of did it on the air, but my brother Larry Adkins.
No goodness.
But they're actually where we come from is saturated with talent. We got the Judds. We've got Billy Ray Cyrus. We've had Keith Whitley. We've had
Chuck Woolery.
Ricky Skaggs. Chuck Woolery. Chuck Woolery Avenue is actually two blocks over that way. We've had actors, but the musicians that come out. Zoltan Cheney played, you know, Vince Neil and Slaughter and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people that come out of this, and then there's side musicians like Jack Hicks,
mm-hmm.
played Steel with Conway Twitty all through his heyday and stuff.
Yeah.
We call them friends. You guys probably listen to them on records or whatever, or have.
You know what's about to happen.
You're not.
Oh,
my God. I think you just... I'm glad that won't be... I mean, I know we got it on our podcast going, but thank God that won't filter through the airwaves, so to speak.
Man,
Rob Einstein, man. How are you doing?
I'm disappointed in myself. That wasn't as loud as I'd hoped it would be.
Eat some peppers or something, man.
I'm going to have to do something to get some gas.
I think that's the last... You know, that's the last thing you need is like a virtual fart. It could be like the fart heard around the world.
Oh, man.
The fart heard around the world.
Yeah.
Rob Einstein. I haven't seen that guy since probably 1980.
So, you know, I'm fat, and I like to talk about food. So
I love food.
We were talking about the 10 things that you would take with you for survival.
Looking at this table, it looks like hoarders now. You got to have one thing. You got to have in a crisis. You got to have. Got to have Pringles, Slim. Did you guys hear that?
Man? Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I hope the microphone picked that up, and if it didn't, I'm going to amplify it.
And if I and if I pass out, I hope he knows CPR, because it could be bad. Got to have these, man.
Got to have Pringles.
Got to have Pringles.
Pringles.
What else you got? You got to have the ramen. Hey, you got to have lots of beans, which you obviously don't need.
No. But you know what's cool about a Pringles can?
What, you can turn it into a bong?
Well, not only that, but when you get done eating it, you can turn it into a Bluetooth speaker for your phone.
Oh, yeah, so you can drop it down in there, right? I thought you were talking about actually eating the can. I was like, I've never been that stoned in my life to whatever possessed me to want to eat a Pringle can. So that's three. You got to have your sweets, man. That could be anything, Reese's Cups, whatever, I guess.
Yeah, oh, dude, Reese's Cups.
Vienna sausages. That's a big one, right?
I'm going to tell you what. The
survival foods for quarantine.
Oh, man.
What else you got?
Let's
see. I'm up to four, five.
I would definitely
get a
hamburger.
Oh, yeah, sure. But, you know, I understand that's kind of hard.
But
some things are hard to find. It's like third world country.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky to, I don't know how lucky I was, but I got to live overseas twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking last night. I was like going, man, could you imagine, you know, laying there last night, just like, could you imagine? This is our life now for God only knows how long.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people in other countries, man, this has been their life forever.
Yeah.
You got a certain time to go out and get your shit done, get your ass back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you the answer to that right now would be no for me.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we got to look at the bright side of this too, man. I know we're stuck in our homes and we got all that going on.
Yeah.
But, you know, we could be getting shipped off to Vietnam or go fighting in a war.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of our armed service people. Today is Recognize a Vietnam Vet Day, if you didn't know that.
Okay, well, thank you.
I'd like to thank my dad and my uncle Jim and just everybody that served.
Thank you, Ben.
But, yeah, so everyone's, like, freaking out a week and a half. How many days we've been doing this? I mean, what are we on, 14?
I don't even know anymore. I lost track, man. But I will say this.
But it sucks.
It definitely does suck. I'm considered an essential employee.
Oh, so, well. Oh, you are. That's right.
Yeah, I can't really name, like,
I was essential to the bars and the club scene. But,
right.
But right now, there's millions of – not millions, but a lot of us are. Jeffrey Reeves, give you a shout-out from our good band, KC and the Sunshine Band. He's Bruce Hendricks. He works – he's a good buddy of mine. Not the name drop, but he's just – they're friends, man. So what can I say? He's – he told me today, MGM out in Vegas, they're done for a while.
Wow.
And he's been working with the ever-so-mighty Aerosmith for a while. So they're out of work. All the guys in Nashville, Ray Whitlock.
We should try to see if Bruce could get a Steven Tyler for the show.
That would, wouldn't that be something?
Dude.
Just pipe in Steve all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He could, like, sing a song for everybody.
Yeah.
Salute, Bruce Jensen. What up?
I'd have him do It's Amazing. I'm
trying to think. The guys in Nashville. Just think what Broadway's going on down there right now.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it's dead. It's like ghost town.
Ghost town.
And if you guys get a chance, I got a friend down in Nashville. He goes on about 1 o'clock in the morning because he's a musician, and we're always kind of up late like that. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson Leslie, great guy. He's plays with Ray Whitlock, does a lot of stuff. When he's not doing that, he's a keyboard player for Vixen. Great guy. Mm-hmm. So check out Tyson P. Leslie. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're just having a grand old time.
I'm getting it.
How about the Grand Ole Opry? Jared Piper, holy hell. Big shout out to Shelbyville, Tennessee. Hope you're doing good, Jared. Been a while. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow, okay, man. So. This sounded like a... You know,
did I throw like off your train of thought there, or what?
Well, the train of thought leads me to the guy with the Vicks vapor rub thing. Can we pull that dude up?
Yeah.
Well, we know you guys probably won't be able to hear much of this because, like I said, this is our direct. This is just what you're seeing.
This is our million. This is my $1 million idea. Okay, I was actually sitting around.
I thought he was full of shit. No pun intended. But,
you know, I was like, here's the thing. Okay. I think that toilet paper is a great thing, but how awesome would it be if there was Vicks Vapor Rub infused toilet paper?
I don't know.
I mean, they've got them in the tissues. Why can't we do it in the toilet paper?
That's true.
And then I went onto YouTube and I did a little random search.
So we got a guy with some words of wisdom and some serious advice, which I don't know if I would. I don't know, folks, if I'm gonna put any Vicks Vapor Rub on my booty hole. I just don't think so.
But I don't know. I mean,
Matt Dixon, what's up?
You know,
go wood shop, Mr. Woods, Fairborn High. Word.
Anyway,
Danny Nova's back, and it is Sunday, Danny. We just want to. We're actually doing the show now, and we're glad you're back. Oh, before we get to the guy that's going to give us advice with the toilet paper or something. Mm-hmm. Go check out Big Blue Crazy. Features the lovely and talented Danny Nova.
Mm-hmm.
I had the privilege of supporting an album with him. CDs, they are always going to be albums. Or us
albums.
Us old dudes. Danny's a great guy. Go check out Danny Nova or Big Blue Crazy. Crushing the Stone is a great album.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun touring that. Made a lot of friends. But anyway, like I said, this is on our air thing right now. You guys are just getting us live in the kitchen, so pardon the delay.
Yeah.
But here's a guy with some valuable information.
Uh-huh.
So check this hillbilly out, and we're going to field some questions after this, so go ahead and listen
up. I'm
going
to tell you something this afternoon that, nobody likes to talk about it. Nobody wants to admit it. Nobody wants anybody to know they ever even had it. But you have, so have I, and that is a raw butt. I can help you out. I wouldn't lie to you about this. It's too serious a subject. My cousin's husband has driven trucks for a long time and done a lot of construction work, and so he's had that problem a time or two, and one day he was telling me about it. Don't know why. But the cure I found unbelievable. I told him, if you're lying to me, I swear, me and you are going to lock horns. Well, next time I had a problem, I tried it, and it worked, and here it is. You get yourself a raw butt, go to the store, get you some Vicks Vapor Rub. Most people have it around the house for rubbing on your chest, and when you got a cold, rub some of that on your butt. It will help you. Now, you think it's going to light you on fire, but it don't. It's a cooling sensation. You know, it might have a little bit of sting for just a second, but then it's a cooling sensation, and believe me, it really helps. What I do is put it on there, and then I try to wipe it all off. You can't. Once it's there, it's there. But that way you ain't got a greasy butt. Now, I told my doctor about it. I asked what she thought about it. And she said, you know what, I've never heard that in my life, but it kind of makes sense because you've got the lubrication of Vaseline, and you've got mentholatum, which is a cooling agent. It works. Trust me on it. Give it a try. Believe me. You like it.
I'm telling you, it's $1 million fucking idea, bro.
It'd be a good time to capitalize on it because we know that's a big commodity right now, don't we? Here's the problem I have with that. I don't believe him. I think if you take something with eucalyptus in it and decide to put that, you know,
on your booty,
where the sun don't shine.
Right.
I think you're going to be in for a hell of a ride, and I don't think it's going to be very comfortable.
What do you think it would be the equivalent of, like, putting Icy Hot on your booty hole?
I don't know how it worked, but I bet your butthole could breathe a lot better. That's maybe the only thing I could get out of that.
I mean, it opens
reach
it up.
Over there and push that in, yanked it out of the
unit
there. Yeah, be like, we losing power. Jared Piper, only thing about Vapor Rub is you can't wear khakis and go out in public. Does it make a stain? I don't know. It's like crickets. Does it make a stain? Why would you not wear khakis and put Vaseline on your ass? Vaseline, but Vicks. It's fine. It's good. Yeah.
Okay. As long as it's not going to, like, put your house on fire or nothing.
You got to push on it. You need some Vicks Vapor Rub on that. Only thing about
I'm telling you, it's $1 million fucking idea. Somebody would patent it. Vicks Vapor Rub infused.
They've already patented, though. So here's
Vapor Rub infused toilet paper for your booty hole.
Why can't you just use the damn Kleenex they make with it already in there?
Well,
what the hell would be the difference?
I guess you could, but...
Yeah,
I mean,
I'll tell you what we'll do on our next broadcast. We'll use you.
You're going to make me the guinea
pig. We'll get you some Vicks Kleenex. You can wipe your ass with it while wearing khakis. And we'll find out just why you can't wear khakis. Bruce Jensen said, smell me. No. So that we'll save that maybe next Sunday. It could be our show.
Yeah.
Now, we would definitely podcast that long.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make sure I got a squirt gun.
Uh-huh.
And with coolant. Uh-huh. Like maybe antifreeze. Mix it up a little. How about that shit, huh?
Yeah.
Robert Green, what's up, buddy? Long time no see. Hope all you guys that are tuning in here and there are doing great. And I cannot stress enough to keep your ass in the house.
Yes. Stay
just
at home.
Just don't, man.
Stay at home.
I mean, all of us musicians, we're all losing work. And I mean, and then people in the restaurants, the bartenders, the servers.
Stay the fuck at home.
Exactly. What that guy said. And let's hear it for our truck drivers, man.
Oh, yeah.
The truck drivers out there busting our ass. Yeah. All the people at Convenient Mart, Speedways.
You know, I still do that.
Like, do you really?
No, I'm 39 years old. I'll be 40 next year.
Grow up.
And I still do that. Like, if I roll by a truck, that's the first thing I do is I do that. I want to blow that air horn.
What? Yeah, you just blew your air horn.
I'll blow my air horn on the daily, but anyway, yeah, it's John's over here finagling.
Yeah, I got breaking shit, throwing chicken bones. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm going to
keep it. Yeah.
Look at him. You know, look at him.
The things I've learned in 35 years being a musician.
Appalachian engineering.
35 years in the music business, I've learned that. Duct tape holds the world together. It's a small world, but I wouldn't want to paint it. We could go all day. How you been, Robert? You still out there trucking? What's going on, man? Don't go to Florida. You get stopped now. I don't think you can go in. Hey, speaking of getting stopped and coming in, man, we got to – and my heart goes out to all the people in New York City. It's a beautiful place.
Stay the fuck at home.
Exactly. And you're going to hear that quite often throughout this broadcast.
A bunch.
We got a lot of people, I understand, here in the tri-state, but everyone, a lot of New York tags are showing up. New York, which is cool. You guys can come here, hang out, party down. But if you got the funk, man, maybe keep that up. Anybody got that going on, just stay where you're at. You know,
yes.
You'd probably be better off.
Exactly.
Because if you take it on out, it's going to be like herpes or something. You're going to keep it forever. I don't know.
I had somebody tell me that like, the people from New York and L.A. where there's
a lot of people,
like,
Holmes.
You know, where it's hard to, like, socially distance and, you know, things like that. I've had people tell me what they're doing is they're fleeing to West Virginia because, number one.
We're the last state to get it.
We were the last state to get it. Number two.
We're the last state to get anything. Shoes, teeth. I mean, I get shit up here in the tri-state. Hillbillies, banjos, inbreds. I could go all day with West Virginia jokes. But go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
It's a lot easier to social distance here because it's so rural. You know, like, I mean, there's. Your nearest neighbor, a lot of people, their nearest neighbor is a mile or two down the road.
Exactly.
You know, it's not like house after house after house after house. It's like land, more house.
It's like the desert.
More land. I mean, it's.
Yeah, but we got a lot of townie too, man. I mean, I'm right downtown Ashland. We haven't had that. I think we've had maybe one case here and one across the river in Arnton, Ohio. Arnton, as they say, Orange County.
Your wife said that there's now four cases.
So that's not so bad.
In Boyd County, Kentucky.
But they are contained.
Right.
They are in the hospital.
Well, I mean, they're quarantined. They're not in the hospital, but they're being quarantined.
I don't know about – I know Charleston's pretty dead. I know it's pretty dead around here at night when I go out.
Yeah.
Well, some of you guys watching, man, if you guys notice your town, like there's just – you just want to go out and take a cruise because it's really creepy and weird, and it's hard to believe that – excuse me – that we're even dealing with such a horrible damn thing.
Yeah.
So
I drive quite a bit of distance to get here. You know, I live in South Charleston, West Virginia. John obviously lives in Ashland, Kentucky.
Right. L.A., so, lower Ashland.
Yeah, yeah. L.A., yeah. Anyway, you know, so I drive quite a bit of distance to get here. And, like,
about 70 miles.
You know.
59.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
59.
Somewhere
yeah,
in there.
Miles. Yeah.
But, you know, we do it all for the audience, man. This is.
Like I said, you can tune into the Freak Show podcast on Anchor or Spotify. You can find all these shows that we record.
We're on Facebook.
It won't be all echoey and all weird. It's only like that because, like I said, you guys are just getting the monitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
But don't play with this shit. If you feel bad, definitely go get your ass checked out or something. And I don't mean your ass, but get your lungs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people are not taking it, you know. We've both, you know, on our you're probably not going to hear it, but it'll be on the show later this evening. But, you know, we kind of been making humor things about it. I know it ain't funny for anyone's got loved ones that have this, sending out prayers to all those people.
Yeah.
But and this is how I'm not jaded. I'm not a conspiracy guy.
Right.
Half of my friends just went bullshit. Stood up in the back. But the Joe Diffie thing really kind of knocked me a little sideways.
Yeah, man. It did.
You know, I was like, you know, you hear about old people and this, that, and the other, and everything.
Yeah.
But Joe, you know, that's one, and then. You know, you got the other dude, John Prine, kind of hanging in there. So I think, and it's kind of a sad world, man, when it takes a celebrity death to kind of wake your ass up to a situation that we know is grim.
Yeah.
And we know we're not going to have it in control in 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, anything like that. You know, we're looking at, you know, everyone's saying like April 30th.
Yeah.
I'm thinking May.
Yeah. At this point.
Hey, Lizzie, how you doing?
March and April don't exist in the 2020 calendar because we're all at home, doing this stuff.
John McCoy, what's up?
And, you know, it's John's hollering at his Facebook friends.
No, again. Go ahead. Oh, no. That's all right.
It's all good.
But we're listening to you, too. As you were saying.
As I was saying, you know, Trump just announced a couple hours ago it's going to be April 30th before anybody can get out.
Yeah. You just said Trump, too. Half the world just vomited. I'm just saying.
Well,
that,
you know.
I got friends on every side of the fence. So I'm sure every time you bring that up, they just cringe or they get diarrhea.
I will say this. I can guarantee they're not going to be saying Trump's not my president when they're spending that $1,200 of free money.
I'm saying, man. Somebody's going to go get a fat sack of weed or some, like,
air. When you start seeing useless shit pop up on Facebook that nobody needs, like fucking rims for their car.
Yeah, who needs that right now? What kind of rims you need right now? Like rims around a damn bicycle.
Dude, you had 7 viewers. I started talking about Trump and it went down to 3.
See? You could just bring that name up and click. It's amazing, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
But we're not all about, like I said, we offend everybody, including ourselves. So,
exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
If you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? Mm-hmm. I can laugh at a lot of shit, trust me.
Me too.
I can say it. We can sit here and tell stories all day about,
like, I can.
It wouldn't matter.
I can say 2 words and laugh. Would you like to hear the 2 words I can say and laugh?
Do it.
Nancy Pelosi. Oh,
see, there's another one, man.
She's such a nut job.
Somewhere in the last, I don't know, 35 years, I'm not even going to talk about, because it's almost goofy, you know. I mean, you know, these guys got their jobs, and I was watching the news the other day, and I'm like, who in the hell needs, this is just like for senators and people, who in the hell needs $40,000 just for their furniture expense?
Right.
Add these dickheads up.
Mm-hmm.
40 grand just for that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people in this country right now are doing good to make 30, 25.
Exactly. Exactly.
These dudes get a 40 grand, go buy yourself a Lazy Boy and, you know, trick the place out.
Right.
It's such shit, man. It's but no wonder.
It's about to happen. I'm telling you.
Hey, Landa, how you doing?
May 1st is going to be a day of reckoning in America.
It should be something, man. Right now, I mean, every day right now is a reckoning day in America. People are pissed off. We're all doing something we've never done before.
Yep.
It's like being in like the longest lasting Saturday school I ever had in high school. It was like over and over. And then I was talking the other day on Facebook. I was like, you sleep for 3 or 4 hours. You get up for 5. You lay down, take another power nap. You get up. And then you like, you know, is it Saturday? Is it Sunday? Is it safe to go out? I'll tell you how bad it is. I'm right downtown. I live actually just a couple blocks from where Achy Breaky Heart was filmed, Paramount Theater. We got a lot of great concerts. I was going to go see Buddy Guy. Canceled. We filled up the car last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I've got maybe just going back and forth to Convenient Mart, whatever, 5 miles. That's it. That's my big day. I'm like, man, it's time to go get some smokes and make that big trip to Speedway. Hey, Pamela Hale, how you doing? So that's like a big deal now just to go out. And then you get to an intersection, you look around and go, man.
Yeah.
Looks like Berlin.
I mean, yeah. Dude. And with as windy as it was today, like, it was super, super windy. Like,
don't know what
it
you
was
got.
It was windier than a sack full of assholes outside.
That was a good analogy there. That was a good anal analogy there, Slim.
Anal allergy.
Yeah, it is. At night, it's creepy quiet everywhere.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
And everyone was, like, actually digging on thunderstorms last night. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
You never realized, like, how many friends you have that actually enjoy thunderstorms until they're made to sit at home and enjoy a thunderstorm.
Exactly.
You know, and now
I always,
like,
dug it.
Unless
I lived in Florida.
I love thunderstorms.
Then that means go get under a table.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, I love thunderstorms. One of my favorite pastimes is, you know, checking out a thunderstorm.
I like them. I love them. I've been fascinated with tornadoes. And,
oh, yeah, lightning.
I've got to see two or three. I got to film one on the road when I was in New Mexico.
Yeah. Speaking of tornadoes, Nashville took a big damn it, didn't
man,
they?
Man, I'll tell you what, they got their hands full.
Man.
They got their hands full.
I'll tell you what, my brother is actually.
And then this shows up.
Right.
Damn, y'all.
My brother is actually in one of the towns that got hit.
In Tennessee?
Yeah. Yeah,
Tennessee.
My brother lives Tennessee. In Lebanon. And,
oh, well, he's not.
Yeah, he's not far from Nashville at all.
No, and not at all. I'm hip to Nashville.
I'm not gonna say what he does because that'll, like, call him out because he's like the
DEA,
only, right?
You didn't hear from me.
I'm not gonna say what he does.
FBI. That'll, like,
that'll, like, call him out, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
But
we can give him a shout out.
Two of the. Like, he works inside of the school system.
Oh, okay.
Two of the schools inside of his six school system,
right,
were taken out by the tornado.
Damn.
And I'm just like, man, you guys are going to be busy for a while. He said, you ain't kidding.
Yeah, well,
I was like, man.
And that's another thing we got to mention is, you know, our nurses and all the doctors. You guys are doing a great job. We got to mention the teachers all over North America. One day, my wife's a teacher, and they're all. During the week, spring break started, I guess, this week. So they've been teaching
Lawrence
from
County,
home.
Kentucky,
so I'm thinking about, just think how some of the parents that are gone, they don't really, and I know that everyone loves their kids, but now they're getting like the 24/7 around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be there at school and you got to do this. Mm-hmm. People with jobs that aren't essential, and here they are, and they're actually getting like, they got to, somebody please. You guys, I know we need a lot of funds put together, but we need to, like, Xanax and Valium fund for these people. Or they're going to lose their damn.
Well,
they're going to lose their minds.
They do this thing in our county. It's called Adopt a Teacher.
Hey, Trish.
In the county in which I live.
Dave Oaks.
They do this thing called Adopt a Teacher. And the teachers, like, write down what supplies they need.
Man, when we was in school, it was like, kill a teacher. But
right.
Go ahead.
But no, it's like an adopt-a-teacher thing where the teachers write down what they need for their class.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And they give the parents the opportunity to adopt them. So you spend a certain amount of money on the teacher, and you bring the teacher those supplies so she can supply her classroom. It's a really cool idea.
I think so, yeah.
But let me tell you something. If I see a list that says they need 10 bottles of Tito's vodka, I'm not going to turn it down.
I'm going to go drink with them. Hey, I know these teachers are ready for some cocktails.
Exactly, you know. Man.
No,
trust
so if you're going to start any fun, start the Xanax Valium fund for all the people at homeschool.
Trust me, I'm starting this whole, you know, I've been homeschooling my kid for, you know, during this whole pandemic thing. Like,
every,
she calls
yeah,
me,
yeah.
You know, my kid lives out of town, right? Currently she's with me.
Right.
But, you know, my kid lives, you know, out of town away from me. And all the time she's calling me like, Dad, can you help me with this? And I'm like, man, I haven't been in school in 20 years.
Damn,
I mean,
dude, you're
been,
old.
Right?
Shit.
I graduated class of 99.
Dave Tatum, what up?
I graduated... Class of 99.
99.
And
86. I was supposed to be 85, but I love 7th grade so much at Central Junior High, I decided to repeat it at Five Points Junior High. And good times. Mm-hmm. Anthony Hood, how you doing, buddy? Dave Tatum, great drummer right there.
Did you ever have deja vu? like,
did I ever have deja vu?
Yeah, like
I've had it. I thought you asked me if I ever been to the deja vu.
No.
Sure I have.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't ask you a question like that, but
I haven't. Sometimes.
But like, was it bad in seventh grade? Like, did you?
No, I majored. I majored in. I was an outstanding student. Mm-hmm. I was always outstanding in the hall. Mm-hmm. And, I was like, I majored in art. And vandalism. Gregory Fife was watching earlier, and he knows what I'm talking about. I was a little asshole in seventh grade. I discovered, like, I'd finally stopped listening to Kiss after many years and that kind of thing, and I started hanging around the wrong crowd. The gritters, as we called them back home.
The gritters?
The gritters, man. You know, everything was like, you know, I grew up in a great town. Fairborn was, because you didn't, it wasn't a very cliquey scene, you know.
Right.
Even though you'd be at school all week, but you'd go to, like, you know, it's a military town, so parents were always out of town, which meant they would be on TDY, which was an open invitation for somebody's basement or house or whatever to have big parties, you know.
Yeah.
These kids today have... I know I sound like Grandpa Jones. These kids today, why, you little bastards?
I'll show you.
Yeah. But so, you know, we had a lot of that going on. But, yeah, I started hanging around the wrong crowd. And, you know, I just decided, man, I'm just going to get pushed through the school system. They'll call and they'll go, hey, man. They used to say something in the fact that you were like, ah, shit.
You were child.
I forget how they say it. Something to the eighth grade. Not, you weren't promoted. You was assigned or something. And I remember my good one.
Right.
I remember getting home before Dad and Mom and getting a report card from Central that year.
Yeah.
The first year of seventh grade, and I opened it up real quick and I was like, oh, this ain't gonna be good. And I opened it up, man, and I thought, shit, it said retained in seventh grade. I was like, you dick. I was like, how could this happen to me, man? I figured they just passed me through the system, which now they do.
Right.
You suck, but you're great, but you both get a trophy. You know? What? I'm going to bust my ass, break bones just to get that trophy, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's where we get, hey, Deborah, yeah, gritters, man, I know. I'm trying to explain to Slim, they had jocks and gritters. It's kind of like, you've seen The Outsiders, right?
Right.
Steve Golden, Pony Boy.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of that. There was, but you would scrap, you know, in Fairborn, you'd meet up in the parks, man, and everybody, I remember particularly one time, there was a Convenient Mart over an overpass heading up towards where Speedway and the old Casanos, which is foreign to you, but some people watching know what I'm talking about. You would meet in the, you know, my brother Brian Hall and all of his buddy, the first family, they would always be just getting shit, man. Like, and so sometimes I'd be hanging around them because I didn't have a driver's license yet, and they did, Larry Stipp and all these dudes.
Yeah.
And they would end up in these parks, man, with, you know, like 10, 12, 13 people. Now, keep in mind, these guys are like 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to scrap. But I remember one time this was, everyone was going to, like, get it on, mix it up, you know, rumble and brighten the night.
Right.
And I remember this dude, like, with a full beard, looked like something out of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he's like, I heard somebody want a piece of Jerry so-and-so's ass. I'm like, this dude's, what are you, like 40? He's like, he's got like a tow truck chain, he's gonna beat up a bunch of teenagers. Anyway, the short end of the story is after the repeat of seventh grade, and the second time in seventh grade, I started hanging around, we've lost our, started hanging around like Craig Ferguson, Tommy Witt, and just all those wild asses. Mm-hmm. And then once again in eighth grade, I found myself once again in the same situation of spending a lot of time in the hall.
Yeah.
Or going to the principal's office. And that's back when they bust your ass.
You right.
Guys, that's why I think we have manners.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't push old people down to get a roll of toilet paper or a bunch of water or something because they just didn't fly.
Yeah.
And after the principal kicked your ass, you'd go home and your dad, like, fire you up.
So. Yeah.
Some of y'all know what I'm talking about out there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Tris is like,
I'll tell you how it was here in West Virginia.
Charlotte, what's up?
At least from what I remember.
In school?
Yeah.
So you were at the tail end of corporal punishment or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you had your ass busted.
No, well, I mean.
Oh, no, you guys, you're borderline.
Yeah.
When things started going
they
soft.
They kind of outlawed it in the 80s.
What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 99.
Oh, yeah. See, so. It's like Saturday schools. But go ahead. I'd like to hear it from somebody that actually lived it, too.
Here's what I remember. Saturday school, it sucked ass. ISS, which was in-school suspension.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, nice dude. One. I hated that shit.
I actually just took suspension because I'd never had one my senior year.
Yeah.
And I skipped one. And I remember Winkhouse was like, well, you can either come to Saturday school or you can be suspended for a week. And I was like, amen. You know what I got, like 5 weeks of school left, man? Damn right I'm going to stay home for a week. Sitting around kicking on some Atari.
Well, I'll tell you, I remember.
Atari.
Because, well, I'm 39 now. I'm almost 40. And, like, I did the whole partying thing, you know, when I was, like,
10.
16. Yeah, I started smoking when I was 14. And I started partying and shit when I was like 16.
And, about right. You were on schedule, man. Don't make you a freak.
Right. But, you know,
on the freak show.
Still, you know, it was like everybody's like, oh, man, you know, I want to go out and party, get fucked up. I'm like, man, I did all that. I did the showing up at somebody's house.
I puked in somebody's
drinking
car.
Out of the fucking hooch tub in the middle of the living room, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I did all that shit. We smoked the pot. We drank the hooch.
You got your driver's license.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know,
where did you grow up? I mean,
I grew up in West Virginia.
Right.
You know, just right across the bridge here.
Yeah.
In a little town called Barbersville.
Oh, well, sure. And, we all know Barbersville.
And, you know, that's Barbersville, home to the Huntington Mall. Thank you, Gene Dean. Anyway, no.
Gene Dean, man. I thought you were going to say Bobby Nelson. Bobby Nelson's the whole reason.
That whole Huntington Mall Barbersville thing, that was Gene Dean's fault.
It's pretty bad.
Right?
I was going to say, I remember Bobby Nelson, Mayor Nelson, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's half the reason I was dismissed from my radio duties when I worked at...
Yeah.
You know, that station.
Oh, yeah.
And you worked at the same station.
Oh, yeah. And they were a little more cool with you. Fucking asshole.
I actually met this guy when I was a remote engineer, which led me to,
I was the talent. He was the engineer.
Yeah, he'd show up like damn near seconds before to go on the air. It could be 10 degrees outside. Slim would show up in a Hawaiian shirt and fucking shorts. And I was like, who is this dude? I remember talking to you outside the station when I first met you.
Mm-hmm.
And you and Rod Willis were the first guys I met.
Yep.
I'd known Chuck Black for a long time.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, old Chucky.
Yep.
And so that was always funny. But yeah, Bobby Nelson, man, he really... I'll tell you why. It's because you gave me a couple of your shifts for his political show.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Yeah.
He's the reason I got fired. Come on, Bobby Nelson. Is this dick?
No.
No.
Listen.
No. Well,
you had to work for Bobby Nelson. Okay?
I had to engineer his show, and you wouldn't believe the people that called into him, man, and how much. Oh, God. You tell that beep, beep, bleep, bleep, bleep. And he's like, what'd he say? I was like, dude, I don't even know if I can repeat this to you. Because he was running for an office at the time, and somebody else was too.
Yeah, Tom McCallister.
But he got into it with me. That's who it was. That's who called the show.
Yes.
So I about had to hit the dump delay, man. He was like, no. Dude, he was like, send the call. He said, send the call on through. I said, no, man.
You would not believe the number of times I had to dump him.
Hey, Tom?
Tom.
Tom.
Because he hated Bobby.
It's election season. We're giving all these guys plugs.
Right.
Yeah, Bobby got into it with me on break.
Tom's like a murderer or something.
God, are you serious?
Yeah, dude. Like, he got into some shit, like shot at
Chad Cremines, what's up, dude? Are you shitting
me? No, dude. Like, it really happened. Like, it was on the news. He got into some shit, like shot a dude.
Oh my God! You know we're not recording our show.
Crazy.
I just noticed our numbers aren't turning.
You know what? They are turning. If you look
right down here, my bag.
Yeah, we're almost at an hour.
Chad Cremines. Yeah, he's another. He's another artist you guys need to check out. Chad Cremines, man. He's got. Yeah, Chad Cremines is awesome.
All right. Well, Chad.
He's got a YouTube. Pull it up on YouTube. Hey, Chad, we're going to play you on a radio show.
Yeah,
I know you got to, and like I'd like to explain the echo because we're monitoring ourselves in my kitchen, but we're actually doing our broadcast on the computer, so it sounds, it sounds like radio, WLSD, 69.9 on your FM dial.
Is that
Hillbilly Ways, man. This is Chad Cremains. Well, yeah, we've played a couple of locals. I got to play a local.
This might lag. Because internet is being stupid.
Well, there's about 50 billion people on it right now. This is a good buddy of mine from up north around Dayton area. His name's Chad Cremines. Got to come down, did an open jam. He's got a. We're going to play some. This is, okay, we got here, but this is called Billy Ways, man. This guy's. He's excellent. So right here's Chad Cremains with Hillbilly Ways from Dayton, Ohio, on WLSD, The Freak Show.
I was born on the north side of that Ohio line. But you can't find me in a cornfield slinging mud in my four-wheel drive. I'm feeling older now after all my wilder days. And I'll never change.
If I've heard that one, he sends me some. Poor Man's Christmas is the tug on the heartstrings. I don't know if anyone needs to hear that one right now. Everybody be partying with razor blades. But Whiskey Bus, Designated Driver. Is the weed song up here?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Slim just shit on me. Where's the.
Oh, we were talking earlier. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
And we're going to talk about. We're going to do another one from Chad?
Yeah, let's do another one from Chad. This one's called Badass. I want to hear it.
Do it. You're on the radio. You introduce this one.
This one's called Badass by Chad Cremains. It's the Platinum Demo on WLSD. It's Freak Show.
Just a tough guy when you talk on the phone, and you're going out on the town all alone. Don't run your mouth to just any man. You better think twice before you raise your hand, 'cause you never know, he just might be badass like me. Mm-hmm. time to throw down. If you drank your whiskey to get sleep at night, it ain't gonna lose when you get in a fight. I think you'll find that you just might be a badass like me. Somebody out there with a decent feller's t-shirt on. Don't look him in the eyes. Don't treat him wrong. 'Cause if you mess with my friends, I've seen it before. I sit down there, drink, and leave your face in the floor. You can try your luck, but I think you'll
That's Chad Kremins with Badass right here on the Freak Show, WLSD.
Yes. And I'm a fan.
He's a fan. See? Another fan. Everybody needs to pick up on Chad Kremins, man.
All right. Now, you got a comment while the song was playing.
I did.
On your live.
On my live?
On your live.
Oh, what happened?
You remember the comment that came up?
About you farting?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I do. It's right down here somewhere.
I mean, folks.
Jared Higelman said Slim just farted. And then I said, damn. No, it's not a word like that. What's up, Wesley Messer? How you doing, man? Welcome to the Freak Show podcast. Mm-hmm. We're doing a radio show from a kitchen table.
And because we're doing the podcast at-home edition.
Yeah. But like I said, if you tune into Anchor or Spotify, you'll actually be able to hear the show we did today.
Yeah.
And it sounds like this because it's our radio show, and that's what we do.
Exactly.
So this delay you're getting, we're not in Mars. It's not the brown acid. It's not that bullshit.
Right.
What else do we got to talk about before we wind it up here on another long day edition of podcast? Stay the F inside. Mm-hmm. Don't go out if you don't need to, man. I'm telling you, celebrities are getting hit now, and these are freaky times, but we've got to laugh our way through this shit, man, or we're never going to get through it.
Exactly.
So all you guys keep writing music, and everybody that's getting on Facebook and jamming, man, bringing us your things like that. I think it's great.
Stay fucked at home.
That's right. That's our new sponsor, Willie Wren. Yeah, the Scottish little bloke he is, right, yeah. But
hey, we got one more thing we can do.
He said thing.
Before we wrap it up.
Yeah. Are you not going to do that? Save that one. We got to keep that one for the concert promotion?
Yeah.
Oh, they got to have something to go listen to. Or
they're going to listen to it anyway, whether it's on YouTube
or
that's
true.
Anchor,
if you guys tell me right now, a little something from the show today. It was inspired by are they called memes or memes or whatever the hell they are?
Memes.
We had saw earlier where somebody had, I forget where I got it from. I stole it from somebody on Facebook. Facebook thievery. Well, hold that thought.
I got to pee.
Yeah, he's going to take a pee break. I'm going to go get a cigarette, and we'll be right back, and we're going to.
Freak you and the freaking podcast you wrote in on.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse.
You're listening to the Freak Show Podcast.
I guarantee these kids ain't going back to school, so parents, you better buckle down and get ready, because I'm telling you, it's going to be a wild ride. I guess I'm the only one live now. I guess old John Boy wrapped up his life. But I'm still live, so we used my video for the last half of. Did you turn your live off?
I did for a minute.
Oh, okay.
My battery's getting down in the phone.
I thought you had it plugged up.
Not my phone.
Bro, you always have to have it plugged up when you're doing a live, because the live just drains your battery.
Well, I'm good for this. I'm going to go back, and as promised.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. What was that from the Prime family? I'm still live, so we'll use part of my video.
Oh, that was
hit the X.
Okay.
I want to see what that said. It said from the Prime family.
Yeah, he was just talking about his shape.
Sudden onset of COVID-19 symptoms. John was hospitalized on Thursday. He was intubated Saturday evening and continues to receive care, but his situation is critical. This is hard news for us to share, but so many of us.
From the family, yeah.
Yeah. So many of you have loved and supported John over the years. We wanted to let you know and give you the chance to send on more of that love and support now. And know that we love you and John loves you. Wow.
That's heavy, isn't it?
Sure. That's heavy. Okay, so now we're going to make light of the situation. All right.
What's up, Facebookers?
Facebookers. Facebookers.
Facebookers, man.
That's I like it.
I like it. It's very hip. Very. Anyway, right.
I ended on a sad note about John Prine. My thoughts and prayers are with him and his family.
Hello, Twyla.
We're going to make light
of
the situation.
Hey, my cousin's here. Hi, Hannah. How you doing?
Hi, Hannah Hall. We're going to make light of a situation.
So this is what we did today on our radio show. Even though we're doing a podcast, like I said, you got a little delay between us because we're actually recording the rest of our podcast, which you can find on Anchor and Spotify. You can check out all that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, earlier today I ran across a poster, and I can't pull it up right now, but it had bands like Pearl Jammies. It had No Cure.
Yeah.
It had just all these bands. What were some more of them?
Wuhan Clan.
Yeah, just all this shit was on there. So it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And so anyway, we had some people come over today.
Uh-huh.
And they do jingles and things like that. Not really.
This maybe. Was all us, man.
Yeah, it's all how you like, hey, William, I'm going to shred a car. What's happening?
But this is what we do.
Hey, Scott.
If this pisses you off, just let us know. We'll send you a snowflake care package with tampons and tissues.
Absolutely. Like I said, man, the only thing keeping us together as a nation, man, is probably a little bit of humor and some prayers, or if you talk to bananas or goats or whatever your religious hang-up is, man, that's all cool.
Yeah.
But to make light of that subject, after we saw that today, it found our best interest to promote the quarantine concert.
Why
of
not?
The century.
Let's do it.
The quarantine concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, the concert of a lifetime you've been waiting for. Quarantine Fest, the stay-at-home festival, featuring bands Couch Test Dummies.
There was this guy who quarantined into his house and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, he had no toilet paper to wipe his ass.
The cough spree.
I washed my hands for the 10th time today. Practice social distancing every day. Had her come over, I had no food. When I told her no TP, she said I was rude.
The indoors.
Well, the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Quarantine, try to hide. Break on through to the bedroom side. Break on through to the bedroom side, yeah.
And the band from Down Under, Men Out of Work.
Who can it be knocking at my door? Go away. Don't want COVID-19 no more. All I wish that you can see. Get out my face. I'm about to sneeze.
Pandemic at the Disco.
I chime in with a habit you people ever heard of. Washing your goddamn hands, no. Don't want this fucking coronavirus.
Oh, no kids on the block.
The white stuff. First time was the best time. Second time was a blast. I've run out of the white stuff. And I can't wear my ass. You can tell it when I walk. Can't stand the smell. Not having TP is putting me through hell.
My favorite and yours too, the Flu Fighters.
It sounds like these, I can't believe I'm sick. It sounds like these, I wish for up and suck my dick. It sounds like these, I love my kids again. It sounds like these, I'm quarantined again.
Billy Idol.
Not gonna be Jimmy Sykes. I tell you, tie, you tie my tie. Roman. Meet you off. Smile for your partner.
Hey there, China, what have you done? Hey there, China, where the hell's Wuhan?
Miley Cyrus.
Don't you ever say I can't wait today. I will always want to. Cottonelle angel soft, charming and great God, I will always want to. I came in like COVID-19.
I can't even.
Depressed mode.
I'm not going down on a speed. I don't want your COVID disease. And you see it's misery and torture for me.
No cure.
I don't care if my face is blue. COVID-19 put me in ICU. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I need gas. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, quarantine. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, and I need gas.
That's the concert of a lifetime.
A quarantine lifetime.
Don't forget, we'll also be getting appearances by Wuhan Clan.
My lungs have always been a good friend of mine. Staying alive is a grind. Don't want this disease called COVID-19. Gunshots don't kill, but this disease will. Quarantine ain't got no pill, so chill.
Pearl Jam.
Roll sneezing, rest his head on a pillow made of TV. Oh yeah. Oh, Ellen, maybe he'll see color a little better. Oh, oh, hand out, government gonna give us some free money. Oh yeah.
And special guest, System of a Lockdown.
No drowning like a waterfall. COVID-19 can't breathe at all. Swimming through the void, we hear the wet. Quarantine, but we lost the sound. Cause we are the ones that wanna play. Always wanna know what you never wanna say. And we are the ones that want to play. Always wanna play, but we never wanna say how to.
It's the concert event of a lifetime.
All right,
there you go. There's your runner for the quarantine concert of a lifetime right there. A lot of bands you never heard. How you doing, Skyler?
Having a little fun with COVID-19. Thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate you listening and talking to us and
hanging
out.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Oh, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
If you call now, just call it. We'll get a Shiner Box sticker. I got a couple of those.
He's probably got a couple of them back there.
Yeah.
Anyway, one thing I was going to chime in about, and since you've got some viewers.
No, we got time. We're good.
Yeah, we got time. Yeah. Anyway, since you got some viewers, one thing I was going to talk about, my wife thinks it is just absolutely disrespectful to pass gas.
Yeah.
And, you know.
What kind of gas you passing?
Like
only,
farts.
Only gas they're passing right now is like, O2.
Right. But, like, farts. And she thinks,
God.
Like, she just absolutely thinks it's appalling. Like, you know, that I don't say excuse me after I fart. And, like, I was raised up to know that, like, farts are funny.
They are.
And, like, you know, I was raised up by my uncles. They kind of helped me progress into the man I am today.
Like they trained you for Iron Man farting contests throughout the country. That's it. Have beans, will fart. I can get behind it. Not, I don't want to get behind your fart. But I can. What I'm saying is I can get behind the idea of you ripping a fart.
Right.
And as you're saying, your uncle trained you?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that he trained me. It's just, you know, instead of like when I let a fart, instead of saying excuse me or pardon me or, you know, something like that, it was
did you shit yourself?
No.
Did that hurt?
I mean, I have sharted a couple of times. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in this world that hasn't sharted at least twice in their life.
You know, I've been shart free for 53 years.
What?
No kidding.
You've never had a fart with friends?
No, man.
Wow.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That is amazing.
I would think all the gigs I've played and traveling I've done, I'd think there'd be that one moment on stage where it was like, they'll never hear this.
Yeah.
And I go, excuse me, but I think I've shit myself.
You let the dog in.
He's okay, man. He's not going to bother anybody. He's not on the air. So, but I've been shark free 53 years now.
Wow.
Well, that don't mean it's going to happen. I'm getting older.
Congratulations. You know, would you like a participation trophy?
I would, actually. I would like two, just in case I fail miserably.
I don't know where the fuck.
Here, take that one. So, anyway, do a thing called the...
Anyway, basically, I want everybody's opinion on what they think of farting. Do they say excuse me after they fart?
Thank you, sir. May I have another? a Dutch
you
oven.
You know, is it like...
The turtle.
Is it
That's bad.
I don't know. It's farts are comedy relief to me.
They are, and what a relief it is. Waka 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 is a big one, right? Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
If I'm gonna rip a dinner table boom boom, I'm going all out, man. If I'm gonna embarrass myself, but like I said, maybe next week we'll do the podcast. Mm-hmm. And like I said, if you guys want to hear the radio show as produced in radio, then you can go to Anchor.
Anchor.
You can catch us on Spotify. Mm. Just
Spotify.
Several ways.
Spotify. Spotify.
And you can check that out every Sunday. We kind of go live on here while we're doing our show, recording here, and just kind of let you see what's going on. You know? And so I guess with all that being said, maybe next week we'll do the VIX experiment. You know, that might be something to look forward to.
That might be something to look forward to. But and maybe I'll rip a few farts.
Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll shart.
Maybe
you'll have to excuse yourself abruptly.
I mean, you know, anything's possible.
In that situation.
You know, we'll definitely experiment with that next week. And I'll make sure to get some Vicks Vapor Rub.
Get it ready. Rub it up. Yeah, rub it down.
And we'll get that.
Yeah,
going.
Your new song will be "I'm burning, I'm burning, I'm burning for you." Yeah, you'd be like, "Ow!" But all that being said, we'd like to thank all the doctors and nurses and school teachers and truck drivers and all the people getting us through this gnarly ass time. And it's definitely a gnarly one.
It definitely is. And we hope that we brought you some comic relief. You know, just a chance to kind of take your mind off. I know we were talking about it. But, you know, even still, we hope that it was kind of a chance.
The only way we're going to get through this is with a little bit of humor and a lot of hope.
And a lot of hope.
It's not doomsday, but, you know, it's probably the nastiest thing I've ever witnessed in my life.
And you've been to the Carousel Club in the West End of Huntington.
Yeah, I even survived that. I've been in some places so bad I wouldn't even mention them here. I wouldn't even bring up names to protect the innocent. They weren't so innocent. But we are the Freak Show Podcast. We're WLSD is our call letters. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, like I said, we do a radio show every week and record it and all that. And Slim tricks it out, makes it cool. And
yeah.
I guess with all that being said, you guys keep your heads up out there. Help one another out. And everybody.
Be kind.
Hey, yeah, be kind and quit
don't
blaming.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Exactly.
And thank somebody, man. Think a teacher. Think a doctor. Think a truck driver. Thank the guy at the Speedway or whatever your convenient mart of your choice is.
Yeah.
Thank the people at Walmart and everybody calm the F down. And we're going
to be kind to one another, man.
Yeah, that's it.
I will tell you that.
Hey, Pamela, how you doing?
You know, I'm an essential employee, and I'll tell you that I've been working amid this COVID-19 virus. And I'm telling you, man, there are some people that are just at their wits' end because they've been locked in their house for, you know, however long we've been doing this bullshit.
Yeah.
And, you know, they take it out on the essential employees. And it's
But the blame game's got to stop, man.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Just be kind to one another.
Cool,
get along.
Yeah, nobody likes it. Have sex. Go do something.
Right.
I don't know, man.
Just don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. You know, with those are words to live by today. That'll be our closing statement today. Will be from the Freak Show and our house to yours right now. Don't be a dick, man. Help somebody out.
Exactly.
Spread
kindness.
Yeah.
Because
I can hear everybody right now erupting, and all we are saying
is give peace a chance.
Yeah, you know, everybody just, oh. But yeah, man, be cool, be kind, and thank somebody, man. Help somebody out if you can. It's not maybe doing. We're fortunate here, and we haven't had, like I said, a lot of prayers going out to New York City, and all you people getting hit pretty hard and heavy with that, man.
Right.
You guys got to hang in there. And like I said, man, keep your ass at the house.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cue up your guy there. So stay the F home.
Right.
Our singer dude guy there.
Where's he at?
Where's he at? You can pull him up.
I gotta find him one more.
But man,
time.
Stay home, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Joe Diffie, John Prine's in critical right now.
And like I said, it takes a celebrity wake up call sometimes to wake up. You know, maybe this. We don't know where it came from.
This
we really don't know the story, but it sucks.
Yeah.
Man, that's all we can say about
that. This is how we're going to end the show tonight.
Stay the fuck at home.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Peace. Stay safe.